He Looked Back, written by Halya and read by Kitana. Summary: they all know how it will end. He is doomed the very moment the words are spoken and the agreement reached, as they all know. He should know, too. You don't make deals with shadows in the dark land under the land, and you can't cheat death out of what is its by right. Some of them tried, the cleverest and most cunning among the shadows, the ones who once were heroes and kings and wise men. But Orpheus doesn't know, or perhaps he pretends he doesn't know, as if pretending could make it real. He seems about to take her small fair hand in his own, but then he just turns around, iron and fire in his eyes, and leads the pale ghost he came for towards the distant light. He is a man in love. Many of the shadows were men and women in love once. They can't say they aren't sorry for him, for the kind poet with his warm, soothing voice and merry songs to play on his lyre with long, nimble fingers, for the naive young man who thought he could end their pain and even managed to do it for a little while. But Orpheus's kindness is just a short passing thing, a quick flash of light in the everlasting darkness, and it won't take long for them to forget it, to lose it in pain and torment and oblivion. Besides, he can't hold their interest for long, as they all know how it will end. Their king and queen know it too. It's in the cold, hard calm painted on their king's pale features. It's in their queen's eyes, an old crone's deep eyes, and a maiden's fresh face. Sometimes they can still see something hot and alive in those eyes, a brief flicker of the girl she must be when she breathes in the scent of her mother's spring flowers and sunny days. That very spark was there in the queen's eyes as she listened to Orpheus's songs, and yet the shadows are not sure it has been kindness or mercy or anything human at all that made her lips move as she begged her husband. The shadows are not surprised when they see Eurydice come to them again, face and hands pale as they've always seen them, her eyes dry and her mouth set in a tight line. Of course, she's not surprised either. Though maybe if she were still alive, she'd cry. The shadows are not surprised when they see him cross the river again, his eyes already searching for her, and a scar running across his neck, thin and red against his white skin. He still sings, Orpheus, low, mournful songs that would make the shadows' blood run cold and bring tears to their eyes if they still had any. When he eventually finds Eurydice again, he smiles and he never stops looking at her. The shadows sometimes wonder if he's ever stopped, if he still looked back even in the light and the warmth of the land of the living. But after all, they do know the answer. The end.